Welcome to Time with Baba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 2nd, Saturday, 2019, day 305. Today's topic, your word stands firm in the heavens. You establish the earth and it endures. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 119, verses 89 to 96. Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 16 to chapter 6, verse 14. Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 1 to 16. Proverbs, 26, verse 27. Today we have three main passages. The first one, Psalm 119, verses 89 to 96. Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You established the earth, and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. To all perfection I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. The second passage is from Ezekiel chapter 6, verses 13 to 14. And they will know that I am the Lord when their people lie slain among their idols around their altars, on every high hill and on all the mountain tops, under every spreading tree and every leafy oak, places where they offered fragrant incense to all their idols. And I will stretch out my hand against them and make the land a desolate waste from the desert to Deblah, wherever they live. Then they will know that I am the Lord. The third passage is from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is, your word stands firm in the heavens. You established the earth, and it endures. I believe the passages I received today is what people need in those places full of unstable and fear, especially Hong Kong. Number one, your word stands firm in the heavens. You establish the earth and it endures. That's from Psalm 119, verses 89 to 96. I just read it out. If we have God's word, delight in God's word, do not forget God's word, always seek God's word, then we will never be destroyed and will enter into the boundless of God's word, receiving God's healing, freedom, and salvation. Number two, reject God and turn to worship idols. The consequence is destruction on all areas, no matter the whole nation or families, because God will stretch out his hands against those who ignore God's mercy and forgiveness. That's from Ezekiel chapter 6, verse 13 to 14. Or better to read the four chapters of Ezekiel, from chapter 3, verse 16 to chapter 6, verse 14. And you will know more clearly. Number three, the word of God is alive and active. If we hold firmly to the faith we profess, we will receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. That's from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to hold firmly to the faith we profess, so that we can receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to hold firmly to the faith you profess, so that you can receive mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.